All right, hey y'all, welcome back to In Killing Color, and this is our part four of my series called Let's Chat About Our Cousins, because sometimes our cousins need to be talked about. So today we're going to talk about a man. Since we're talking about dating apps last episode, we're going to talk about dating apps this time. But this particular time, we're going to talk about the dating website Plenty of Fish. Have you heard?
Oh my God.
Have you heard? Plenty of Fish is the ghetto. Plenty of Fish is the ghetto.
Section 8.
I've heard lots of things, bad, awful things from Plenty of Fish. But that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to talk about a man named Mark Twitchell. And what Mark was doing on Plenty of Fish, okay? So pull up your phone, get on Plenty of Fish, and exit that shit out, because you might don't want to be on there after you hear this story. So let's get to it.
These are their stories.
We are going to fast forward or go back to Canada, because that's where this story takes place. It's not here. It takes place in Canada. We have a man named Mark Twitchell. He went to film school. He was married. He had kids. And he ultimately wanted to be a movie producer and produce movies. Okay. Nothing unheard of. He had went to school. He had been married. He married a lady in the United States. Didn't work out. They got divorced. So he ended up marrying somebody else and had his two kids. Now, he had wrote several movies. He actually did a prequel for the Star Wars movies before the prequels came out. He did a prequel, and he actually got the person who played Boba Fett the first time to be in his actual movie.
Oh, right?
That's work. But the movie never made it to post-production. Okay. So it was never released. Then after that, he made another movie. It was like a rom-com. Very cool. Never was released. And then he decided to try his hand at a new genre of film. He decided to make a horror film called House of Cards. All right? So remember, horror film, House of Cards. Now, every day, Mark would get up, go to work, come home, take care of his family, blah, 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 blah. But his wife could never really remember where he actually worked at. Okay? I don't know anybody who has a husband, a wife, and you don't at least know the name. You might know he worked there. I don't know what the fuck he do, but he been there.
He been in that garage.
He be in there, because I call the office and be like, can I speak to my man? And they put my man on the phone. So she didn't know what he did. But the gag was, Mark was a scammer from the beginning. Mark never had a job. Mark would get up every day like he was going to work, go to like the library, go to a little internet cafe, do what he had to do for 8 full fucking hours, and go home. Like it was nothing. Okay. So where was Mark getting money to fund these films, pay for a family, support kids and a wife? He was going to investors. Hey, I'm making a movie about this, this, and this. Sounds promising. Good talk game. Get a check. So that's how Mark was funding his movies and his life. I'm not saying that Mark was wrong. Mark was a genius in these facts, because he wasn't even going to fucking work. And he was still getting a check. And nobody knew any different, because they were still sending checks. Okay. So Mark decides to, let's amp up on this horror movie. So Mike has been an avid fan of the show Dexter. Are you familiar?
I have never seen it, but I know the premise.
Dexter Morgan.
Oh boy. Here we go.
All right. For all the people who don't know who Dexter Morgan is, Dexter Morgan works for the Miami Police Department in the Homicide Division. But Dexter Morgan is also a serial killer. Mm-hmm. He finds bad guys in the system, figures out where they are, kills them, tosses them at sea, and never gets caught for years. Dexter Morgan. So, Mark was obsessed with Dexter. He was obsessed with Dexter. Obsessed. I get it, because Dexter was a very interesting character. If that was a real person, Dexter would have been a nigga, because he was getting away with all that shit. All of it. He was getting away with all of it. So, Mark says, yeah, I'm going to make a horror movie. And I think it's going to be similar to Dexter. Okay. So, Mark has his trusty, dusty laptop. Writing his script.
You make me sick.
Writing his script. He writes his script for House of Cards. Comes up with the script and is like, okay, how am I going to actually pull this movie off? So, what he does is he hires actors, actresses. They start working on the movie, right? Work on the movie. Create the whole movie. Whatever. So while he's creating the movie, he rents a garage in a neighborhood in Canada. Okay, Dexter had a thing called a kill room where he had the plastic up everywhere. He had the table set up, the knives, everything, all the tools he needed to kill somebody unalive, chop up, get rid of, no evidence. He had all those things set up. So the garage was technically his kill room for the movie. So all the while he's researching Dexter Morgan, you know, somewhere in his head, he's like, I bet you I could probably do this shit too.
You know what?
I bet you I could probably do this shit too.
All right.
So he gets on to the website Plenty of Fish, creates an account, uses a blonde lady, names her Sheena, and gets online and looks for a man. She finds one man. His name was Gilles. It's French. I don't remember his last name. I'm not going to mess it up. His name is Gilles. G-I-L-L-E-S. So he has a conversation with Gilles. They try to get up. And he's like, yeah, you know, let's meet up. Another premise of let's meet up. Let's bust down and go home. So they set up to have a meeting. And for me, I saw the red flag from the beginning. Gilles was like, send me the address for where you are. He's like, nope, I'm not going to send you the address. Here's how to get here. He gave him turn-by-turn directions.
Child, please.
Turn at the stoplight. Look for the mailbox with the piece of yellow paint. Turn there. Go here. Come here. Come here. See you at 7 o'clock.
What in the map quest
is... So, I don't know if Jills was just pressed or what, but Jills said, girl, let me get on a good foot. I'm about to go. So, he goes. Drives, gets there. The minute Jills gets out the car, you know, he's looking around for Sheena. He gets hit in the head. Boop. Jill said, what the fuck? Turns around. It's a man in a black and gold ski mask with a pipe. And Jill's like, hell no, bitch. Not today, ho. Boop, 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 boop. They start fighting. Start fighting, square up. Long story short, Jill gets away.
Okay.
Jill gets away.
Good.
But he's so embarrassed that he got beat up, got set up by basically a catfish. He never tells anybody what happened.
Oh, no. So now somebody else got to die.
So 1 week later, Mark is back on the app. Creates a whole nother account for a lady named something with a J. Sorry. Something with a J. Gets on there. Meets another person. Meets a man named Johnny. Johnny is a computer nerd from Canada who lives most of his life riding motorcycles and being in his online community that him and his friends have built. Heard. Nothing wrong with it. I did it as a child. I get it. Mm-hmm. So he meets up with this J person. They form a bond. Let's meet. Okay. He gives him the same exact address directions as he gave Buddy. So, you know, Johnny is like, well, you know, shit, I'm about to go over here, bust down real quick, go home. So, you know, he rode motorcycle. So anybody that rides a motorcycle knows if you're going to be gone overnight, you're going to cover your bike if it's outside. You don't leave your bike to the elements. Left his bike, left dishes in the sink, whatever. Fuck it, I'm about to go get bust. Okay, drives to the address. Gets to the address. He gets out the car, but he's not as lucky as Jill was.
Damn.
Because he got hit. And when he got hit, he got knocked out. He got dragged into the kill room and beat repeatedly with a pole, stabbed multiple times, dead.
What? Like?
Dead.
I don't know why I expect anything else from this show. I don't know why I expect anything else. This is so fucking stupid.
All right.
Dead. Okay. So at this point, Mark is like, all right, Dexter. What would Dexter do? Number one.
They would say end scene, and Dexter would go home. He would get in his and go home to his wife or his kid. Like, what are you talking about, sister?
Dexter did not do what he did next. This man takes a white barrel. This one here. This white barrel. Puts Johnny's body in the barrel. Sets it on fire. And thinks he's going to cremate Johnny. Now, y'all have been with us for a while. You know.
The flames are not hot enough.
You know. You know. You're not going to set a man on fire in a drum with regular fire flames. Mm-mm. With lighting fluid and gas. You're not going to do that. Because it's not going to burn shit. It's just going to char. It's going to be there. It's going to be a little slush. But it's not going to go. So he's like, that was not very Dexter Morgan of me. So he takes the body out of the drum. Puts it on the kill table. In the room.
After he done burned it up.
After he's burnt up, mind you. Chops him up. All over. Chops him up. Put him in trash bags. Takes him out to some street, up the street. Throws him down a storm drain. Comes home.
I'm so stressed.
Okay? This is so the next day, Johnny's friend, him and his Johnny was supposed to go on a motorcycle ride. Something they take like every whatever day that was. They took a ride. And, you know, Johnny didn't show up. And that was very unlike Johnny because he, like, if it's giving, I'm on my bike, baby. I'm on my bike. We're going outside. Mm-hmm. Never showed up. So he was like, he was calling him, texting him. Nothing happened. So the homeboy went to Johnny's house. When he pulled up at Johnny's house, he was like, his bike ain't got no damn cover on it. Fuck going on here? So he literally breaks into Johnny's house like any real friend would do.
Piriana.
Broke into the house. Gets in there. And sees the house is like a mess. It's not clean because he always cleaned up before he left on the trip, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, all right, I'm calling the cops. So when he gets ready to call the cops, he decides to, you know, he's looking at his phone or whatever. And he sees an email from Johnny's phone. And the email says, hey, friend, summation. Hey, friend, I met a lady. She's wonderful. I sold my car. We are going for a long extended vacation in Costa Rica. I'll see you when I get back.
Okay, as if
I'll see you when I get back. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's like, but girl, no. So he's at the police station telling the police station these things. His friend was not the only one to receive the email. His friend got it, his family members got it, his boss got it. Mm. Everybody got the same weirdly worded email, and everybody's like,
no,
what's happening?
No,
so. You know, they're driving around looking. But he did do something smart. He did send that little direction set to his friend before he went. It's like, hey, I'm going to meet a lady here. Mm-hmm. So they gave that to the police. So the police go to where that is. Knock on the garage. Nobody answers, of course. So they go around to all the neighbors. Like, have you seen this car, this man, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no. The neighbors are like, no, we haven't. But that particular address in that garage is one that is rented out for different things. And they're like, okay, who is it? Who's the owner? They tell him the owner's name, and then they reach out to the owner, and the owner's like, well, yeah, I rented it out to a guy named Mark Twitchell. And they're like, okay, give me his contact information. They give him Mark's information. Police call Mark, and they're like, Mark, yo, what's up? Yeah, we're looking for this person. He's like, oh, shit, I don't know who that is. What are you talking about? I don't know who that is. And they're like, okay, well, you know, they said that you were the one who rented this place. The address was given from a man that's missing that he came here. Do you mind if we come search it and check it out? He's like, yeah, sure. So they come over, they check it out. They look around, they see nothing out of the ordinary. They see a little bit of blood spatters everywhere. But he's like, you know, I'm a movie director. Like, that's movie prop blood. Like, this is the script for the movie. Like, this is what it is. And they're like, oh, okay. All right. Okay, bye. So they leave. Because it's plausible. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. So, after that, you know, the police are kind of looking around like, how you just disappear? You're supposed to come to this address, but you're not at this address. Like, what's happening? So, police are looking around, and they're like, I don't know what's happening. So, then they start tracing license plate tags again. They look for his car, which is a red, like an older model car. trace the tags. They see it at a gas station, but then they see the car traced back at the same garage. Dummy.
Right.
So they go back over there and they're like, okay. They're looking around the outside of the car. They see a little blood on the back, mm-hmm. on the side. Fuck is this? We need a warrant. So they confirm that that is Johnny's car with the friends and the family and the DMV, blah, blah, blah. So they get the car, they tow it back to the station, get inside. They see there's blood in the car, but they open the trunk.
Don't tell me he was in the trunk this whole time. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm about to say it.
Inside the trunk, there is a backpack that has a knife with blood on it. Matter of fact, two knives with blood on it, a backpack with blood, blood in the actual trunk, and a fucking laptop computer inside of a backpack. Right? All right, so they do a DNA test on the blood with one of his family members, blah, blah. It's Johnny's blood. Okay. Where the fuck is the body? Where's the body? So they go back, talk to Mark. Hey, how did this car end up here with you? And we just talked to you the other day and you said you had never seen the car or the man. Strangest thing happened. I bought this car from that guy at the gas station the day before. Because he said he was going to move out of town with a lady and he just didn't have a use for the car anymore. Bro.
Oh my God. What?
You just talked to the police not even 4 days prior, but now you have the car.
Man.
Okay, so the police are like, yeah, right. So long story short,
Dexter would have thought this through.
Dexter, he did. This is not giving very much Dexter, because Dexter would never make these kind of rookie mistakes. Ever. So let's just summarize, because you know I don't like to give it too much time on the cousins. He gets picked up. He gets put in jail. And they're like, you know, what are you doing? What's happening? We're about to search a laptop. We're searching all this shit. They get in the laptop and there is a script or a journal in there, and it's called SK Confessions, which stands for Serial Killer Confessions. It is a literal step-by-step biography, mirror reflection of his actual life. Wife, kids, blah, blah, blah. What he did to Jill, what he did to Johnny, what he wants to do to other people. But he changed the names, but it's the exact same name. His wife's name was Jess. The lady in the story's name was Tess. His daughter's name is Zoe. The daughter in the book's name was Chloe. Same exact mirror image in the computer.
Weirdo.
But the script from the movie, they talked to the guys who acted in the movies, and he was like, yeah, it's about the movie is about a cop who decides to expose cheating husbands, and once he finds them, he kills them, gets their bank account information, pays off the wife, and disappears the husband. That was the script of the movie.
I don't really want to see that, but all right.
So, he got clocked because he kept a paper trail, because he literally detailed everything he did to everybody. Got clocked. He got life with a minimum of 25 years.
Good.
He's not going to get out. And after that, somebody was writing a story about him, and he decided to write them letters in the mail after. And every letter he wrote was in upwards of 100 pages per letter. And he said, if you're going to tell my story, make sure you tell it right.
Oh, he really feeling his fantasy. Okay.
And he wrote this journalist multiple hundreds of pages about what happened, what he did, why he did it. But he already wrote all that in the script in the SK confession. So, all right, Mark. I am an avid fan of Dexter. I'm an avid Dexter Morgan fan. And what you will not tell me is that Dexter Eugene Morgan,
not his middle,
would have left a bloody knife, laptop, blood in a car. Because Dexter don't do cars with bodies. Dexter does needles, stab, slump, take, kill, drain, dismember, drop.
Damn. I have never seen this show. I don't know if I can handle it.
It's good.
Damn.
It's real good. Mark, you are nobody's Dexter Morgan. You never will be. And I don't know why you thought you would.
Estúpido. This was, like the last episode, Yeah, I thought he was dumb. Oh, he did it because he stole the car. This person did it literally just cause. Oh, this is cool on TV. Just cause.
And wrote about it after, before he did it, and then did it exactly how he wrote it.
Man. Let me delete this Tinder child.
Make sure you ain't on Plenty of Fish, Jesus.
No, ain't none of that.
That's the ghetto. Niggas don't go there.
No, once you go Plenty of Fish, you end up in a wheelchair.
Or you end up with the fish.
Sleeping with... Girl, no. No. No, I'm not doing that. No. Sleeping with the fish.
Y'all, keep your antennas up when y'all on these dating apps. Antennas here, up. Turn your location on for your friends. If you're meeting all these men folk on the line, you never know. Send your closest best friend your location, because I have lost a friend because we did not have her location. I'm telling you, we talked about this episodes before. Mm-hmm. Send your friends locations. Yes, they're going to check it and talk shit and be funny, but at least they have it in case something happens.
Send a location. Let them know. Like he sent the instructions.
Send that email.
Send pictures of whoever you going to
go see. Send the license plate. Send the photo. This his Instagram. Bitch, if I go missing, this is where I was. This is who I was with.
When you pull up at the location, take a picture of the house and say, bitch, this is where I'm at. Like, this would have looked like. No, for real. I know it sounds crazy, but like, nah, man. No. Especially, and this is coming from a man, especially women folk. Like, mm-hmm. Make sure, you know, you do your due. Niggas
you got to. Folk be crazy.
Niggas be wanting to be Dexter out here. So.
Folk be crazy. Don't get caught slipping. Do your due diligence. If you're going to be meeting up on the app, make sure somebody got your location. Mm-hmm. And that's that on that. Talk to y'all next time. Follow me on all social media at Killing Color. Oh, wait, no, sorry. At In Killing Color. My bad. Killing Color is another show. Do you know there's another show called Killing Color?
No.
But they only lasted for like 2 episodes.
Obviously.
I mean, what you want me to do? Anyway, I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.
These are their stories.